Mr. Speaker, historic is a much overused word in politics. But does he agree with me that in just 8 days' time, the people of Scotland will make a truly historic decision? This is their vote, but I want the message from this side of the House to be heard loud and clear. We want Scotland to stay.
I do agree with the Right Honourable Lady, and that is a very clear message from her side of the House and from our differing political perspectives from this side of the House as well. And I hope, therefore, the message that people of Scotland will hear from this House, where Scottish parliamentarians have made an immense contribution for generations, is that we want to stay together and indeed cannot imagine life on these isles without them. She is a London MP and speaks for millions in what she has just said. I'm a Yorkshire MP who served as Secretary of State for Wales. And we are all proud to be British, combining those identities. And there's no doubt we would all be diminished if Scotland was separated from the people of the rest of the UK.
Harriet Harman.
The roots of our party are deep in Scotland, and we deliver devolution and the Scottish Parliament, but we need to go further. Will he confirm that there will be further devolution and a Scotland Bill setting out new powers will be published in January?
Well, as the Right Honourable Lady knows, that the three main party leaders have come together to agree to develop a programme for change. The Right Honourable Member for Kirkcaldy and Cowdenbeath has set out a process for how that change could be delivered to a tight timetable. All three main parties have endorsed that timetable. And it means immediate action the day after the referendum to start the legislative process. It means a command paper, including proposals at the end of October, with a full draft Scotland Bill published by the end of January, and the introduction of a bill after the general election, regardless of who forms the government. So that is a clear timetable, and it shows that Scots can have change without irreversible separation and without such risks to jobs and to their future.
Harriet Harman.
Kim, for the clarity of that answer, as we set about devolving further powers to Scotland, does he agree that the time has also come to devolve further power to Wales and, crucially, to the great cities and regions of England too?
The decision next week, of course, as we all know, is a matter for the people of Scotland, but the implications will be felt by all the people of the United Kingdom. We are already steadily devolving increased power to parts of England, as well as have been doing so in Wales. Under this government, Wales has received more primary lawmaking powers. We're moving towards devolving tax and borrowing powers for the first time. We want to see devolution in Northern Ireland succeed. In England, the Localism Act devolves power of business rates to local authorities, and city deals have given local areas more of a say over their governance. The great strength of the United Kingdom is that it is not a rigid union. It is a living, flexible union, and that is one of its greatest strengths of all.
Harriet Harman.
For us, on this side of the House, a fundamental principle of our politics is solidarity. We want the UK to stick together in the cause of social justice. Does he agree with me that it's wrong to set the different countries of the UK against each other, whether it's on workers' rights or on corporation tax?
Well, the Right Honourable Lady makes a powerful point about solidarity in the UK. And for 300 years, we and our predecessors have sat in this House with Scottish parliamentarians and their predecessors. And they have sat together from the 18th century to implement a great range of progressive causes, from the abolition of the slave trade to our pursuit of human rights and sound development across the world today. We've often led the way at times of world crisis and been an inspiration to democratic peoples elsewhere. And the next 300 years could easily be as turbulent and dangerous as the last 300 years. So to tear apart a union so proven, so precious and so valuable would be a tragic mistake for all our peoples.
Harriet Harman.
People in Scotland can now be certain that with a no vote, there would be change and more powers for Scotland. Does he agree with me that posed against that certainty is the uncertainty that a yes vote would bring on so many issues like jobs, pensions, mortgages and the currency?
The uncertainty it would bring is impossible to list in the answer to one question, but a letter signed last week by more than 120 job creators from across the whole range of Scottish business concluded that the business case for independence had not been made, and they said uncertainty surrounds a number of vital issues, including currency, regulation, tax, pensions, EU membership, and support for our exports around the world. And they said uncertainty is bad for business. The Governor of the Bank of England said yesterday that sovereignty and a currency union are incompatible. And he is right. Many of us have pointed that out for many years in relation to another currency. Be certain of this. This is not an opinion poll where you can change your mind the next day. It is not an election where you can reverse the result 4 or 5 years later. It is a permanent decision that will affect generations, and therefore the votes cast next Thursday will probably be the most important vote that can be cast in any country at any time, and the voters must therefore weigh that vote heavily.
Harriet Harman.
Whilst jobs, pensions, taxes are important, next week's decision, as he rightly says, is about much, much more than that. For sure, there must be change. We must have that, and we will, but not by tearing this country apart. We must stay as family, not become foreigners to each other.
I absolutely, the Right Honourable Lady puts it extremely well. We all want the best for Scotland, just as we all want the best for our own constituents from all parts of the UK in this House. And the people of England, Wales and Northern Ireland believe Scotland is better off in the UK, and the UK is better off with Scotland in it. So this referendum is the most important choice the people of Scotland will ever make, a choice between the opportunity and security of staying in the UK or of leaving forever, without the pound, without the UK's influence in the world. With Scotland as part of the UK, we have the best possible situation and a great future together in the United Kingdom.